Among rising political issues in next year's presidential contest, gay marriage. Yesterday saw the first Democratic candidate debate since a Massachusetts court ruled in favor of gay marriage last week. 8 of the 9 Democrats in the race participated. All expressed some support for equal partnership rights at least, although not all explicitly endorsed gay marriage. Joining us to talk about this is Slate's founding editor, Michael Kinsley. Michael, I guess the question for you to begin with anyway is, what is the right answer for the country as a whole on this puzzle of gay marriage?
Well, I have a sort of eccentric answer, Alex, which is get the government out of the marriage business anyway. Gays want equality under the law. Some people feel they don't want the government to sanction gay marriage. Let churches have marriage under any rules they wish. Let people declare themselves married, have ceremonies. Any institution that it wants to can conduct a marriage ceremony and offer marriage to people. But the government doesn't need to get involved. And that seems to me would satisfy everyone.
Let's listen to what the Democrats had to say yesterday on this stage in Des Moines, Iowa, on this question.
I think, and I believe, the American people will rise to a level of saying, wait a minute, it's no skin off my back in terms of the law if somebody marries the person they love and that person is of the same gender.
How do we say that they should not have the same human rights and human choices of anyone else?
I think that people who want same-sex relationships should have exactly the same rights as people who are in conventional marriages. I think that's essential in America today.
I think this has to do with a bigger issue, which is bringing America together.
What we're talking about is somebody's right to live equally under the state laws as other people in the country. I think the term marriage gets in the way of what is really being talked about here.
That's Massachusetts Senator John Kerry. We also heard from former Ambassador Carol Mosley Brown, the Reverend Al Sharpton, General Wesley Clark, and Senator John Edwards of North Carolina. And thanks to MSNBC for that tape. Mike, you heard all the candidates there. They sure sounded forthright, didn't they?
Well, I think this shows how fast this issue is moving, Alex. They all had the opportunity to denounce gay marriage if they wanted to, and they have a fudge, which is all in place, which is domestic partnership. And that still is probably the official position of these candidates. But they didn't say so in this debate. They all emphasized they supported the Supreme Court decision in Massachusetts, and they spoke as if you only listened to what they said yesterday, you would think they were all in favor of gay marriage.
There are nuanced official positions they put out where they talk about, well, we like civil unions, many of them. Some of the candidates do say we're four square for gay marriage. There are a lot of Republicans calling for a constitutional amendment to prevent gay marriage because when you poll American people about this, you find most people still opposed to gay marriage. So I'm not sure how this plays and how far the Republicans are going to go with this constitutional amendment idea.
Well, as I said, Alex, it seems to me this issue is moving very fast. 10 years ago, the idea that gay marriage would even be an issue in establishment politics would have seemed unbelievable. I think tolerance and toleration and understanding of sexual identities is moving very fast. And I don't think the Republicans even are going to make a big issue of this. I think there's a lot of stuff you put in your platform just to satisfy your own hardcore constituency that you don't actually push. And I think that is where this will fall.
The moral is?
I think the moral is you should always be ready to reexamine your beliefs because you never know what is going to look very different years from now. I think all people, or practically all people in this country, including liberals, had attitudes towards homosexuality 10 years ago, which looked very bad to them today. And 10 years from now, there's going to be something that we believe now that is going to look bad. And I think you should always be prepared for that and be open-minded.
Slate's founding editor, Michael Kinsley. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Alex.